How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Knox Manning in Hollywood, taking you on another brief journey behind the scenes. Once again, we draw the curtain to watch a fragment of forgotten drama, a story of people and places already hidden in the background of destiny. Today, we shall meet an amateur boxer who fought the way to his first job. But before that, a word from a familiar voice. That's a very good point indeed. And now, step with me behind the scenes to a hastily constructed boxing ring in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The arena is filled with shouting university students and raucous blue-jacketed sailors on shore leave from the USS Mississippi. We're just in time. The two fighters are moving up the aisle. Let's hurry and see if we can get ringside seats. The college boy had issued the challenge, offered to meet any middleweight from the ship, and the challenge had been eagerly accepted. After all, the champion of the Navy was aboard the USS Mississippi, and he'd show this young student how to wear boxing gloves. No reason to tell the boy that he was going to meet the champ. He'd find out soon enough, probably in the first round. The fight began slowly. The two men moved cautiously, circling the ring, sending out an occasional feeler. The sailor was a little puzzled. He'd expected an excited kid who'd come rushing out from his corner, throw a few wild punches, and then melt under the return blows. But this boy was a little more clever than that. He was waiting for an opportunity. Well, let him wait. The champ had had experience along those lines. The second round was different. Now the kid seemed to know what he was doing. He aimed a short right to the sailor's head and almost connected. The university students roared their enthusiasm. The sailor stepped away quickly. He was going to have to fight back. And fight back he did, round after round, until he realized that he was tiring. The gong clanged. The last round. The sailor stayed near the ropes, out of the younger man's reach, forcing the student to relax his guard. Then the champ lashed forward. It was a final frenzied attack. He pushed his whole body and spirit ahead as his fist pounded the kid's face until it was a ribbon of bruises. But the kid kept up, kept on his feet, and survived these last few desperate moments. The final bell sounded and the crowd waited for the decision. Waited, knowing that the sailor had won on points, but that the student had won on courage. Now, before the conclusion to our story, a word from your announcer. That decision was never given. Before the judges had finished conferring, the student challenged the sailor to another fight. They'd go at it again right now, 10 more rounds, and this time without gloves. The sailor refused and thereby acknowledged his own defeat. Now the arena was a torrent of cheers. The kid had won. A group of shouting sailors hoisted him to their shoulders and carried him out to the street. Afterward, they urged him to join the Navy, but the kid refused. He'd rather be a soldier, he said, and anyway, right now he was looking for a job. What kind of a job, the sailors demanded. Well, the student admitted he thought about becoming a teacher, but he was afraid no school would want a prize fighter on their faculty. He sure hoped they wouldn't hear about the boxing match. But the news traveled, and one country school board with a number of unruly pupils decided that a young man who was so skillful with his fists would be an asset to their staff. So, because of an amateur prize fight, the kid got his first job, and from that school he moved ahead until he became one of the greatest fighters America has ever produced. A great fighter, known throughout the world, but not for exploits in the ring, known for the victories he won in the skies of Asia, when he was General Claire Chennault, the leader of the Flying Tigers. This is Knox Manning inviting you to join me again tomorrow at this time for another journey into that dim half-light where chance and destiny lift men out from behind the scenes. This is a Hamilton Whitney radio production, transcribed in Hollywood.